This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith is staying in the race for Minnesota governor. Damith made the announcement after the GOP party chair said other candidates would not be bound by their endorsement pledge after technical problems during the ballot process at the weekend convention. Republicans endorsed Kendall Qualls, but now Damith says,
we fully expected when we agreed to abide by the endorsement that that process would be fair, that process would actually be full of integrity. That was brought into question. Our eyes right now, obviously, August 11th, the primary makes a lot of difference here. That's going to give Minnesotans that voice to make a true change.
Damith says she is the only Republican with experience at the state level, and that will be the difference in the primary. A new initiative from AAA Minnesota is highlighting the risks associated with riding high-speed e-bikes and scooters. Trauma surgeon Dr. Julie Valenzuela says injuries from crashes involving these vehicles are oftentimes preventable.
Absolutely preventable injuries and preventable deaths. We do not want people dying from something we can prevent, and that takes not just education, that takes working with the police officers to understand what the laws are, that takes working with our policymakers as well as city planners on how do we develop safer streets.
AAA is encouraging families to know the speed and capabilities of the devices you're riding and always wear a helmet. A Cook County judge says a Grand Marais man is competent to stand trial for the March 2023 death of a man previously convicted of sexual assault. Levi Axtell was charged with second-degree murder after admitting to killing 77-year-old Lauren Scully with a shovel and moose antler. He alleged that Scully was stalking his daughter outside her daycare, but authorities said an investigation didn't reveal anything. Scully served a 3-year prison sentence for sexually assaulting a 6-year-old in 1979. A Minnesota congressman wants to honor one of football's most recognizable names in his hometown. Republican Representative Brad Finstad has introduced legislation to rename the Austin Post Office as the John Madden Memorial Post Office. Madden, the Hall of Fame coach, broadcaster, and video game icon, was born in Austin in 1936. A farmer and custom forage harvester in west central Minnesota says the first cutting of alfalfa is underway. Nathan Collins of Murdoch says cool May weather slowed development.
You know, I was glad we planted our corn a little later, but alfalfa seemed to be slowed up a bit. So we're actually just starting cutting.
He says alfalfa height ranges from 18 to 22 inches and is starting to bloom.
First part of last week would have been an ideal time to start. This will bump us up into silage now, but we'll be able to get back on schedule here hopefully in July and August.
This is MNN.